age of credit cards, of SnapScan, of Zapper, of all the other cashless payment options, what is the impact on those who traditionally relied on cash tips to boost their income? In restaurants or with pizza delivery services, for example, usually you are still offered the option to build a tip into the transaction. But not so if you're filling up with petrol. The system simply doesn't offer that tip facility. And what we want to ask this morning is the impact on the petrol pump attendants. I wonder if you've been in this position that you filled up with petrol, reached for your wallet, paid with a credit card, and then realized you had no cash in your wallet to pay a tip. I was in that position a couple of weeks ago and I felt absolutely horrible. And I wonder what you have done if you found in that position. Did you go back later and offer the tip later in the day when you did have cash? Did you simply wait and then the next time go and fill up and tip double the next time you were at the same garage? Or are you someone that never happens to because you make a point of keeping a stash of coins in the car for this very purpose? Love to hear your thoughts on 021-446-0567 or leave us a voice note on 072-567-1567. And if you yourself are a petrol pump attendant, what has been the impact on your earnings of this situation? To chat to us about that impact, I'm joined on the line by Reggie Sabia, who's the CEO of the Fuel Retailers Association. And Reggie, great to have you with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Papa.
We've been allowed to pay for fuel with credit cards since about 2009 already. Very convenient for those who don't like to carry the extra petrol card we used to have and don't like to carry cash. But what has been the impact on tips for your petrol pump attendants? Is it something that you've looked into as an industry?
Well, let me first say we've always supported and encouraged the behavior of paying tips. To recognize good customer service, and we still do. However, I think the public needs to know the implications of doing that using the card versus using cash. The fact is, as you stated, since 2009, when cards were introduced as payment for fuel, fuel retailers have been under-recovering on their card costs. For example, I mean, since 2009, every liter of fuel sold on a credit card is sold at a loss. So that is a fact.
Why?
Because we operate on a regulated margin, which is cents per liter. And to date, our margin actually is not compensated for credit cards. And that's the fight we've been having with the Department of Energy for quite some time, and also with the Reserve Bank at some stage. But the reality is every purchase of fuel via a credit card comes at a loss to us. Now, when a customer pays a tip by cash, it goes straight to the recipient without any third party. But the minute we put it into the card, it triggers actually two additional costs. The one I've just mentioned, where we're actually under-recovering because it's not covered for in the margin. And secondly, it will also trigger the issue of administration cost. I mean, if you look at the number of transactions that are taking place at a restaurant, versus a fuel service station is really like chalk and cheese. Mm. I mean, the transactions are massive. So that's going to actually, as more people use this than to pay the tips via cards, it's actually going to increase the administration cost. Those costs as well are not covered for in the margin. So for fuel, it becomes quite a unique situation because we have to negotiate this cost with the Department of Energy, and it takes a long time for some of them to actually even be accommodated. We're not even sure if they will ever be accommodated, which actually becomes a serious problem. So we want motorists to just understand that you know, yes, we don't want them to stop paying tips, but they must just also understand that when they pay the tips, it actually come at the cost of a fuel retailer. And in fact, it actually benefits the banks. Because, you know, if you think about it, let's say if you pay a tip of 10 rands via a card, you know, the bank will still recover that 10 rand from you as a motorist. But now also the bank will have an additional income now for these bank charges for the transaction that took place to pay that tip. So, and that is the discussion we as the Fuel Retailers Association saying we need to have even in your platform with the banking association, because these are the realities. If you look, for example, in other countries like Botswana, the fuel is actually exempted from this interchange fee. And we actually need to look at why can't we do that in South Africa in view of these kind of benefits that we're talking about now, where fewer retailers can pay the tips, you know, via the cards without any fear of incurring further costs.
Mm. Reggie, given what you've just told me, would your position as the Fuel Retailers Association be that it would be preferable for your customers to pay for their fuel in cash? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, it would be preferable. You know, I mean, it's obviously, you know, we're living in a times of convenience, and we all want to have the benefits. So I don't want to sound insensitive about it. But all we're just saying is that, you know, currently it is just a cost that cannot be recovered by ourselves until we first deal with these issues. As I'm saying, we first need to engage with the likes of the banking association. We need to engage with the Reserve Bank on how can we reduce this cost so that our customers can do that. You know, Pepper, I also have experienced that problem personally. Mm. You know, but and the other challenge I can say, if we just have to debate about the practicalities, is, you know, what about the security watch guard at the mall? You know, that's why I always carry cash in my car, because I've realized that, I mean, I cannot actually pay tips with a credit card to that guy. So we still encourage people to just, you know, use that. Also, our service stations have got ATMs. That's another convenience which we have. You know, you can just jump out of the car, go to the ATM and draw the cash, you know, to pay. Just as some of the solutions that we have. But long term, I think we are fighting on the issue of actually reducing or eliminating these interchange fees altogether from the card base, so that we can then allow everybody to experience the convenience that we all desire to have.
Reggie Sibiya, interesting conversation. Thanks for that update. CEO of the Fuel Retailers Association.